I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble?
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Train It Right Life podcast. After the first episode of just my quick little introduction, I realized that it's a lot harder to sit and talk for an hour plus since my introduction was only like 13 minutes. It's really interesting. Like, I feel like I have a lot to say, but then when I sit down, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been 2 minutes. So with that said, welcome back. And I'm learning as I go with this podcast. And thank you all for who supported from the first one. I haven't done much advertising for it just because I want to get a few episodes up and give people more content so that they can really dive into the podcast. I was also asked if I'm going to have interviews and people on, and absolutely someday when I get a little bit more comfortable in front of the microphone and kind of really develop where this podcast is going to go. And again, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Alicia Bell. I'm an IFBB figure pro. I'm located in the Toronto area, Burlington currently to be exact. And this is episode 2. So this episode, I really want to dive into a little bit of the mental mindset, mostly because I feel like this is something that needs to be talked about more, especially with what's going on with the current situation of COVID-19, George Floyd and systemic racism. And the gyms in Ontario are still closed. I did get an email today with some hope that we will probably be open up for our gyms in the Ontario region by the end of the month, mid-July, which will be awesome. Right now it is June 10th, so we're looking at a couple of weeks, but hopefully sooner than later, the gyms will be back open. And with the gyms being closed, a lot of my clients, if you guys don't know, I'm primarily an online coach, and I deal with clients from transformations to prep to off-season, just diet and nutrition, a lot of different situations. And I'm finding that a lot of my clients are checking in with excuses. Now, I was on a Zoom call with Attack Athletics, Tim Grover. He wrote the book Relentless, which I highly, highly recommend, even if you're not an athlete and you're looking for motivation, something to kind of give you that push to simply start. These people that I work with, and myself included, I'm guilty of this. It's like COVID. Oh, I'll take a day here. I'll have an extra this, an extra spoonful. It doesn't matter. There's no shows coming up. The gym is closed. Well, tomorrow turns to next week. Next week turns into next month. Next month says, well, when the gyms open back up. Well, no. Having no gym, so I know gyms are open in some areas, but having no gym or doing home workouts is not an excuse for you to fall off track. You can get a lot done simply at home, but you have to change your mindset. It's one thing to say like, oh, like I'm going to start, but you have to do it. And a book that I recently have been listening to on Audible, it seems really simple. And she even says like, it's so simple, it's stupid. The 5-4-3-2-1 rule. Now, Mel Robbins is an amazing motivational speaker, and she speaks on the 5-4-3-2-1 rule a lot in her speeches, and she even wrote a book about it. Now, I recommend this to myself, my clients, anybody really who needs to get started at something. And it can start with simply changing your day. Set your alarm clock early. Once it goes off, count down 5-4-3-2-1 and get up, no matter what. Get up. once you get up, your day is started. And if you have everything written down that you're going to do that day, starting with take the dogs out, drink my coffee, do my cardio, go to the gym, or do my at-home workout, whatever it is, if you count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just it's weird, it's simple, but it gets you started. And it's something that I've been practicing. And I always used to be a morning person. And for some reason during COVID, when it started, I just like couldn't get up right away. And then I started implementing the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 rule. And now I'm waking up before my alarm. I know, sounds ridiculous, but it helps. And the biggest thing you can do is stop making excuses for yourself and simply start. Start. Along with, if you don't have a coach, I highly, highly suggest, you may not like how you look, but take photos. Take freaking photos. For me, personally, I've been struggling adjusting to a new style of coaching, a new environment, and I've been struggling to stay on track myself. I've been struggling with how I look this quote-unquote off-season. So I took some pictures the other day and I compared them with what I looked when I started my Toronto Pro Prep. And I realized I'm better than 14 weeks out from my pro debut. I have a better body composition. My weight is pretty much the same, but I look completely different. Now, what that did for me is it reminded me like, holy shit, Alicia, in 14 weeks, you can look like show ready. Like no problem. You know how to do this. You know how to prep. You know what your body needs and what to do. And you're actually in not that bad of a position. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's start. I know what to do. And it was simple as that. And a lot of people overcomplicate things. And you always, the mind fights you. Like, well, when I get more. Yeah, so just start. Make yourself accountable. Write out your goals. And it's about small wins. Like, so you might not look how you want to today, but you can get there. And the power of positivity goes a long way. And I was talking with a friend of mine, somebody that I've gotten to know a lot better over COVID or the past couple of weeks. And he said something that really resonated with me. And it was like, you surround yourself with the right people and the right mindset and magic will happen. And you really, really need to make sure that you have people in your life that believe in you, understand you, pick you up, want what's best for you. And those people, being around them, people even that are better than you, those people are going to help make sure you're accountable, make sure you stay on track, keep you motivated, because they actually care. They care about your goals. They care about you as a person. They care about you achieving things that you sometimes may not even see for yourself. And if there's anything I've learned in this sport is that we never see ourselves, not just this sport, but in life, we never really see ourselves, and I'm always saying this to my clients all the time, that we never see ourselves exactly how we are. We see ourselves with goggles. If you're in prep, I call them prep goggles or transformation goggles. That's why photos are important, but that's why it's surrounding yourself with other people who can see what you don't see. And that also is a great way to make sure that you stay accountable and another way that you can stay motivated and achieve your goals. Now, you know, life is, it's never easy and it's not supposed to be easy. If transformations were easy, everyone would look their best and nobody, you know, would be struggling. But in reality, like, it is really freaking hard. It's hard to show change. It's very hard to, you know, very, very hard to achieve things that seem greater than yourself. But it's not impossible. The problem is that usually we are the people who cause a block, a roadblock, a lot of it is mental, but you have to demand more of yourself than anyone else ever could demand of you, because knowing that every time you stop, you can still do more. You just have to keep going. You have to keep doing. You can't let up. And even if you achieve a little goal, you have to keep pursuing the bigger goals. It's just very, very important. And then that's what Tim Grover, I'm going back to Tim again, the author of Relentless. He's always saying that being relentless means that you have to demand more of yourself, like I said, than anyone else ever could and ever demand of you. You know, you must do more. You have to keep pushing. You have to keep going. When you just achieve a small goal, you move on to the next. Someone who's a cleaner or a relentless, they're never satisfied with the results. And there's no perfect. There is never going to be perfect. There's not going to be perfect. Even on your most perfect days on your diet, there's still something you can improve on. On your best showing on stage, same thing. When I won my pro card, I look back at those photos now, and there's 10,000 things that I would love to do better. Posing, things where I know I could do better in my diet, hydration, when I'm standing on stage, my smile. I could pick myself apart for days. Although I was close to perfect as I possibly could be that day, more so than anybody else because I won my pro card, right? Mm-hmm. What did I do differently for that prep than an off season or anything else? I had a goal and I kept that goal in mind every single freaking day. I wrote it on the mirror in my bathroom that I was going to win my pro card in 2018, and I saw it every single freaking day. Everything I did was about getting to that point. And I did the work every day. You know, every day I challenged myself to be uncomfortable. I pushed myself past, you know, my limits. When I was tired, lazy, scared even sometimes, I kept pushing. When I was going through a crazy, crazy relationship, that prep, I kept pushing because my goals were bigger than what was going on with my relationship at that time. My goals were bigger than any negative thing that anybody could throw at me because I wanted it that bad. And when you want something, you really, really want something, nothing is going to get in your way. And that could be, it doesn't have to be a physical goal. Anything that you want, you have to keep pushing until you get it and achieve it. If not, give up. You're not doing the right thing. Throw in the towel, move on to the next thing, because if you don't have passion and fire in your heart to change, it's not something you really want to do. So maybe it's not the right time for you to be doing the goal or seeking whatever you're seeking at that time. You know, it's messy sometimes. It's absolutely messy. And your mindset needs to be clear, cutthroat, direct, specific, smart goals. I know it's so stupid, but this is something that I feel like I need to remind a lot of clients. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. If not, it's not going to work. It really isn't. It's been proven, scientifically proven, time and time again. Now, the drive to close the gap between near perfect and perfect is the difference between great and unstoppable. So you can be great or you can be unstoppable. Think about athletes. Now, there's a lot of great NBA players, but there's very few unstoppable ones. LeBron, Kobe. Sammy. Can you guys hear Sammy? Sammy's my Frenchie. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, you can follow me on Instagram at TrainerRay. He is a noisy little motor of a Frenchie, and I'm in my spare bedroom recording this podcast, and he's on the bed. Anyway, I don't really know where I was, but the Unstoppables, Kobe, we're talking like the great Pelé, like athletes that just go above and beyond, and you know who they are in each and every sport because they stand out. They're the standouts. And do you want to stand out in your life? Do you want to stand out in your business, your career, your goals, aspirations? Then you got to be unstoppable. You have to keep going. Now, mind you, it's okay to take a break. It's okay to rest. But that doesn't mean you stop. And, you know, here's the key point. I'm going to tell you how to change, okay? And something I've learned time and time and time and time again. I guess I haven't learned it since I keep just rehashing it, but people do not change. Okay? You have to trust yourself and the people around you and who you already are and who they already are to get to a zone in your mindset where you can shut out the noise, the negativity, the fear, the distractions, sometimes even the lies that people tell you, the lies that you're telling yourself, to achieve whatever you want in whatever it is that you want to do. You have to get there, and you have to find out how to get there. Now, for some people, you need to write things out. You need to plan things out. You need to have a goal. You need to, you know, things change. And everybody's a little bit different. You might need to start a gratitude list. You might need to, you know, see a sports psychologist. You might need to get off Instagram. You might need to get on Instagram. My biggest word of advice when it comes to Instagram is, and not just Instagram, but my life, like my whole house. I feel that I live by the words, like, a cluttered space is a cluttered mind. And I'm on a constant obsessive venture to clean up my space, to clean up my Instagram, the people that I follow. I only want to follow people that are positive, uplifting, motivating, that make me want to be a better person. And when I see their content, it motivates me. I stopped following accounts that made me feel bad about myself, people that made me feel like I'm not doing enough, like I'm not enough, that I'm not important. You know, I had to just get rid of that, you know, put it in the back of my mind, turn it off, block it off, and keep things and people that are positive for me at the forefront. And that's one of the best things I probably ever did for myself. Now, to be the best that you want to be, business, life, sports, fitness, it doesn't mean engineering your life so that you'll never stop until you get what you want, okay? And then you keep going until you get what's next. And then you go for even more, right? Like, you just, it's never ending, okay? So you have to remember that. So it's like, for me, I want my pro card, but what next? Well, I want to qualify. Well, actually, first I want to win a pro show. I want to qualify for the Olympia. I want to make first call-outs at the Olympia. You know, people might laugh at me and say that's crazy. Well, people laughed at me and said I was crazy when I wanted to win my pro card. They told me I was never going to win my pro card, that my waist was too big, or that my back didn't have enough density, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm sorry, but I proved everybody wrong, and I'll do it again. It was as simple as that. I'm just going to do the work every damn day, you know, and that's just what you have to do when you're working towards your goals about whatever it is that you want, you know. And lastly, maybe this isn't lastly, but this is another thing that's on my mind, is I never stop learning. Okay. I seek, to learn, to read, to better myself, because I am not perfect. I don't know everything, but I want to be the best coach. I want to be the best athlete. I want to be the best that I can be to teach others to be the best that they can be without making the same mistakes that I did. A lot of the things I know now, I wish I knew years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago when I was running track. I'm sure if I knew then what I know now, I would have qualified for the Olympics. No doubt in my mind, as a coach and an athlete, if I knew then what I know now and I had someone teaching me what I know now, I would have been the best track athlete that I could have been. But I wasn't. I wasn't, because I didn't have any. Yes, I had some great coaches, but they only know what they know. You only know what you know. So therefore, you can never, ever let up on the learning curve. Read books, study, go back to school, keep learning. You do not know everything, you know? But that's so, so important to me. And I'm constantly posting on my Instagram the books that I'm reading or that I've found. I'm constantly toying with the idea of going back to school. I have a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology from Dalhousie University. And I take great pride in my education. I had a good GPA. I had a Rhodes Scholar who really messed up our bell curve because he was so, so, so smart. You know, Matt, shout out Matt Knox. But studied with him. You know, I love learning. I love reading. I love writing. there's something about it that just, you know, gives me passion, and it helps me learn things to, you know, be able to be a better coach, but it also helps me be a better athlete and a better human. But get out of your own way is what I'm getting at. Mindset is everything to the key to achieving your goals, your dreams, to even just getting started. You just need to start. And it's going to be messy. It's not going to be perfect. There's no perfect. But you can do it. If I did it, you can. I came from a small town, a village of 1,200 people, less than that. A village, not even a town. I didn't grow up in the town. I was actually outside of the town. And if you want to talk about racism, I mean, I had everything going against me. I grew up without a father. I basically grew up without a mother. I grew up with my grandparents in a very, very middle class, I would say poor family. But what I did have is I had a grandmother that loved me. And she saw what I didn't see in myself as an athlete and sought out coaching for me, drove me an hour. She found out that I was the fastest kid in school, and she knew there was more when she saw the Olympics and there must be a coach. So she found a coach for me, and she pushed me, and she made me realize that even though I was different skin color, you know, I had all these things against me, she made me realize that I had something exceptional inside of me. And all it took was for her to believe in me and help find what I could achieve at and push me towards that direction. And a lot of that happens in my hometown, Plaster Rock. Shout out Plaster Rock, New Brunswick. Is that you grow up and you never leave. You work at the Irving, you work in the woods, you plant trees. That's your life. And she wanted more from me. She knew there's a whole world out there, and she wanted me to go for my dreams, and she pushed me. And thank God that she pushed me. You know, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her. And I wouldn't be making this podcast if I hadn't just started, if I hadn't take leaps and bounds and moved different cities and educated myself and read and did all these things. Like, I wouldn't be here. And I wouldn't be doing this if I hadn't had her and I hadn't just started. So with that said, this episode is a little longer than the first. My goal is to someday have the episodes about 60 minutes. But I don't want to come off too chatty. And a lot of podcasts do have advertising, sponsored content. They're interviewing people. They've got a co-host. So they can go back and forth for more than, you know, what I'm going back and forth for. And, you know, hopefully this podcast will grow. I'll get more comfortable on the microphone. It won't be so gibberish here, gibberish there, me speaking random nonsense into the microphone, but... I hope that you found this podcast episode 2 helpful. I hope it gives you something to think about. And I hope that you, no matter what it is that you're trying to achieve, will just take the leap, get started, continually learn, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, jump into it. And I also hope that if this got you through cardio, that you're one step closer to your fitness goals. But please share this podcast with your friends, your family, your athletes, your coaches, anybody that you think would benefit from this. And also make sure you're following me on social media. Everything is at Train It Right. My name's Alicia Bell. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, let me know. And please, please, please go ahead, give this podcast a 5-star rating. Write me a review. It really does help get this podcast seen and noticed since it's brand new. And I hope you guys tune in next week for the 3rd episode. Thanks again, guys, and have a great day.
I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble. We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. I remember that after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I wanted to get into acting. I didn't want to be a star.